This is GamerCast, episode CCCII, Res, recorded on IX, July, MMXII. Yeah, I'm your host, Paul, and joining me this week is...
Catherine.
Hello, Catherine.
Yo.
Yo, indeed.
Yo.
So what's happening?
Not much. GamerCast. Well, two members of GamerCast. Me and Charlotte.
GamerCast is not a club with members.
It's a private club? I don't know.
Private club? That sounds even more fancy.
It does. We will pop to Rezzed, which was a Eurogamer / Rock, Paper, Shotgun, PC, and Indie Gaming event down in Brighton.
Rock, Paper, Scissors, Lizard, Spock.
Down in Brighton over the weekend. Well, it was Friday and Saturday. We went on Saturday. I was going to go on Friday, but didn't in the end. I'm not sure why they didn't do Sunday. Maybe the place was being booked for something else. But it was a lovely event. Much better than something like Eurogamer in London.
Londinium neighbor.
Because, of course, going to Brighton excludes a lot of people.
Yeah. All the people we don't want.
And like people that don't like to travel outside London.
Londinium. We have to maintain the theme of the show.
Well, because some people only go to like events when they're close by, don't they?
Yeah, like in Londinium.
In Londinium. Oh, there's Londinium types. Nah, there was loads
scabby
of people from London.
Roman
around there.
Town on the shores of the River Thames.
There was loads of people that I know live near close to London. Coming out of Brighton. Sorry, my computer's being loud. I didn't tell it to be loud.
Just running 10,000 applications
on it. I'm
just
going to hold it like this.
That makes it even louder. Can you keep it away from the microphone, please? Look, you see that? That's the noise from your thing.
That's you talking.
Neighbor.
And me talking.
Neighbor.
Now for the news.
First up, like, in the news this week, yeah, is something about Tales of Xillia.
Good, that's how I thought you'd pronounce it. So,
whatever that is.
Namco Bandai have announced that Tales of Xillia, the most recent game in the Tales franchise, will be coming over to Europe.
Are you sure it's not Tales as in Tales?
No, it's not Tales as in Tales. It's Tales as in Tales of. It's a series, Paul.
Tales of a Fox.
Tales of Symonia. Tales of the Abyss. Tales of...
Nibar.
Grace's F. I'm just naming things now. Okay, so yeah, Namco Bandai at the Japan Expo event, which I believe happens in Paris or somewhere in France, something like that, announced that Tales of Xillia is coming out to Europe and Australasia. Well, they've said EMEA, which stands for something, and I can't remember what it stands for.
EMEA is Europe, Middle East, and Asia.
Okay. And they're releasing it in there for PlayStation 3 as it's a PlayStation,
blah, blah, blah.
As it's a PlayStation 3 only game. And they will be releasing it for us over here, which is very nice of them. And it will be coming out during 2013. They haven't given an exact date. Tales of Grace F comes out later this year. And now we've got this as well coming out next year. So any RPG fans and Tales of fans can look forward to the release of Tales of Xillia.
Meanwhile, we have an interesting game called MechWarrior Online, which we want now.
Wait, no, you want a finished version of it now. Don't you?
Well, it would be nice to have a game and play the game.
Yeah. Okay, so some Crater news. We mentioned Crater previously. You can now download...
Crater?
Yes, it's a game. A Screech game. You can now download the soundtrack...
Screech? As in that guy from Saved by the
Swedish.
Bell?
Swedish. You can download the soundtrack of the game via iTunes, Spotify, and other digital services. And you can also buy a CD version via the Fat Shark store. That was hard for me to...
Buy the Screech store on Legendary.
And another piece of Fat Shark news next, which is Paradox and Fat Shark have said that War of the Roses, the closed alpha has finished, and there's now sign-ups for the chance to participate in beta testing
They had shotguns then, didn't they?
No.
Do now with my mod.
And it's now open to the public, so starting from today, you can enroll to take part in the beta at WarOfRosesTheGame.com. When signing up to guarantee access to enter the beta, you obtain a unique referrer URL that can be shared across social media channels. When five friends use the player-specific link to sign up for the beta, the player who's linked to the URL will be granted a secure spot in the beta. So they did that for something else. I can't remember which game it was.
Batman and Robin.
They did that for another game where you had to
Jiminy Cricket.
You had to share it to five friends before you managed to get actual beta access. But yes, so that's that. Some Valve-based Portal news. So there's some Portal 2 official.
Portal 2's coming out. Toy, nice.
Well, figure lines coming out, which is in the form of sentry turrets. So it's a set of collectible ones from NECA and WizKids. I'm guessing WizKids are a division
WizKids.
Of NECA.
Oh man!
But it's nice because it's a figure, not an action figure. Well, they look quite nice. They are, how tall was it? Was it
17 foot? Bloody hell!
Do I not have the size here? I thought I had this. Oh, 3 inches in height. Is that about 3 inches?
Aye.
So they're about that tall, and they come. You can get open and closed versions of the turrets. And there's 10 unique design patterns, including camouflage animal prints, and even a hot rod motif. I think they look actually really quite nice. You can go on the Portal bit on Facebook, so facebook.com/portal, and you can vote for your favourite design. And the winner of the fan vote will be announced on Valve's Facebook page. And there's like four designs that you can vote for, and I guess the one that's fan voted actually like gets made. They're going to be coming out in October this year, although they haven't set a price point. They're only 3 inches tall, so you'd think they might be fairly cheap. What was that black and white 2 thing on your Facebook page that someone
stop posted? Looking at my Facebook page.
You opened it. You did.
Oh, it was related to Peter Molyneux.
Oh, that's good. You haven't seen Memento, have you? I like that. You should show that to people.
Okay, let's show it to everyone right now. We will try and line up the Facebooks to go in the right size and fit in my windows.
Well, anyone who's seen Memento will get it, but it's actually, I suppose, fairly easy to get.
Okay, there's a man holding a picture. In the picture, there is... Oh no, I can't scroll up.
Why can you not?
I need to squish it even more. And even then I can't scroll because it just resizes a stupid thing.
Oh.
I know. I can fix this.
Ah, you're just going to link.
Oh. This is the sort of extremes we need to do to show things from Facebook.
Because of Facebook.
Right, so here's this man and Peter Molyneux. I don't believe the lies, which you can't see either. So let's make this window more. There we go. Yeah, that's funny.
So Peter Molyneux did a talk at Res. I didn't get to see it because it was on the Friday. But apparently he was late because he was jogging up and down the beach at Brighton randomly.
Well, it's nice to see him doing something productive.
Some exercise.
Well, I don't think he needs the exercise. He looks relatively fit.
Yeah, he obviously looks after himself.
Peter Molyneux, isn't it? Once you're a millionaire, you've got the time to do it.
I'm sure he's got some massive mansion somewhere. Lots of money.
Well, don't
not
about
making
massive.
Black and white to you for Paul.
He's not that rich.
No, I'm sure he's got a lot of hefty sum of money. Especially from Bullfrog days.
Yeah, but massive mansion, you're talking 50 million, yeah?
No, mansions in Guildford are about 5 million.
Yeah, but that's only a little mansion.
12 bedrooms.
That's little.
With lakes.
That's little.
Okay. Actually, that 12-bedroom one might have been about 7.5. Okay, so next up, we have Nights into Dream News. Or Into Dreams News. So anyone who used to have a Sega Saturn and some good taste in games may have played Nights into Dreams. Paul obviously did not play Nights into Dreams.
The only reason I had a Sega Saturn was to play Command & Conquer.
Ah, okay.
The only decent game, which was crappily ported to it and had too much slowdown.
Yes, so Nights into Dreams was a brilliant Sega Saturn game, one of the best ones out there, and was also the reason they made a 3D, an analog stick pad for the Sega Saturn itself. It's kind of like a mix between a platformer with some, I suppose, flight within a game. It's a great game and a lovely... I'd love to say series, but it's not really a series. Just because, I mean, other than Nights, there was Christmas Nights, which came free with Sega Magazine. And then there was also Nights on the Nintendo Wii, of course.
Nights,
which didn't sell too well on the Wii, I don't believe. But it was also a bit of an odd game because there was a talking owl in it, and Knights
of the Nin.
Knights spoke and was kind of like, or was it Avril Lavigne or something like that? It wasn't really the kind of sequel that people wanted. But it's mainly because most people want a reimagining. Well, not a reimagining, a remake. And Sega are doing exactly that on Friday.
Sega!
Which, incidentally, on Friday last week, which was the 5th, back in 96, was when they released Knights. And then they announced it 16 years later. They were re-releasing it as a port. Well, not as a port, but as a HD remake. So yeah, it's coming to Xbox Live Arcade, PlayStation Network, and Windows. Currently it kind of looks like it's the PS2 port that they did of Knights, which only came out in Japan, although there's a few sources that say it's not, because you'd like to think they also make it look nicer than a PS2 game. However, to make a Saturn game look nice is fairly easy, although Knights was a pretty good looking Saturn game. It's going
to
be
fairly easy. First you have to remember how it's packaged up and then put it in their GD-ROM reader.
They should have all the code still.
Nah, I lost all that. They have to reverse
engineer
it. Depends
if they archived it or not. Yes, it's going to be in 16:9, the main game itself. However, you can play a Saturn mode.
Is that going to be stretched?
No.
Cropped?
There's videos.
Proper.
You can also play it in Saturn mode, which is in 4:3. And, I guess, a lot smaller on the screen. And so you can just play it with the original graphics. They've made it look nicer. You can tell by looking at a video and seeing Elliot... when he selected for a game and the difference between him and the new version. It's got achievements and trophies, and it's also got support for leaderboards, so for best score and time, I would imagine, on the levels, especially because of the score slider at the end of each stream. But yeah, that's kind of it. Hopefully it'll come with Christmas Nights.
No.
The PlayStation 2 remake came with Christmas Nights when you finished the main game. Christmas Nights was a nice little freebie that came out back in the day and was kind of a really nice addition.
What about MechWarrior?
Well, we're talking about Nights into Dreams. It's supposed to be coming out this fall, I believe. So yeah, keep an eye out for it because, you know, that's now Jet Set Radio and Nights into Dreams. A few people have said to me, oh, I don't care about this. I want Jet Set Radio and Shenmue. It's like, well, Jet Set Radio is already coming out. There's already rumours about Shenmue. So hopefully something will happen.
Right. Can we please get the pronunciation right?
Uh-huh.
Shenny Moo Moo.
Uh-huh.
And the second one is Shenny Moo Moo Moo.
Okay. Is that how you say two?
Yes.
Okay.
Shenny Moo Moo. And Shenny Moo Moo Moo. In it, how is she supposed to say it? Let's talk about Origins, because this is a fun game.
Yes, so Capcom have announced Marvel vs. Capcom Origins.
Capcom.
Which is a compilation of Marvel Superheroes and Marvel vs. Capcom Clash of Superheroes. It's coming out in September for XBLA and PSN. They've already given a price point of 1,200 Microsoft points and £11.99.
Yeah, in your face, PlayStation Network noobs. Once again, PlayStation is more expensive.
Mm.
Shall we talk about New Super Mario Bros. 2?
Yes, so this is actually about
a pre-order... Is this a Wii U game?
No, this is the 3DS one. For anyone out there who's wanting to pick up a copy of New Super Mario Bros. 2...
Super Mario Sunshine 2?
I'd like that. That'd be awesome. You may want to pre-order it from Game, because Game are giving away a little gold coin, which is on a keyring as well.
Is this gold coin actually gold?
No, it's not.
It's not gold then. It's yellow.
It's actually a game case as well, so you can open it up and put games inside there. Wow. But it's a nice little pre-order bonus for anyone who pre-orders it from Game and GameStation. So if you were thinking of picking up, maybe you want to do that.
Resident Evil 6 is coming out later this month.
Yes, and also now, if you bought Dragon's Dogma on Xbox 360, you will be able to download the demo of Resident Evil 6 as of last week, I believe it was. So pop in your you might not have to download, put in... it must be a download through Dragon's Dogma, really, mustn't it?
I don't know how they did it. I knew it gave access to the demo.
Yeah.
But I didn't bother to look if it was a key or what.
Yeah. Resident Evil 6 coming out October 2nd this year on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3, and a PC version will be coming out later.
I like how the box art is the same as number 5, only blue.
Next up, some Hitman Absolution news, which is actually fairly good news. For anyone who was not really wanting to pre-order the Hitman Absolution collection that came with a not very great looking figure. Now they've announced the...
Oh my god!
Deluxe Professional Edition, which includes...
Deluxe Professional Edition?
Yeah.
Dulux Dog Edition?
Well, I think the other one was the... the Professional Edition, and this is the Deluxe Professional Edition. Apparently it's going to be numbered and strictly limited. They haven't said how many, though.
Numbered to 10 million.
It includes the Professional Edition of the game that has the hardcover art book, in-depth making of DVD, and the Agency Gun Pack. But it's also got in it because it didn't come with a figure, did it? The Professional Edition just had nothing with it, did it?
Professional edition.
Well, I was talking to Sean about this? Figures the other day, and it,
Windows Server.
That's why it was confusing me, because we were talking about the Max Payne figure, I was obviously just thinking about that in my head. So if you get the Deluxe Professional Edition,
Dulux Dog Edition,
you get a 10-inch Age of 47 vinyl statue or figure, I would call it. The Deluxe Professional Edition is £80. And he's fairly cute.
£80, the same price as the MechWarrior Online Legendary Founders Pack, which I is tempted to purchase.
He's cute.
Is that the giant thing with the giant head?
Yeah. He's really cute. I'm not sure who got done to do that. His guns are bigger than his body.
Face is bigger.
It comes with all the stuff that the other one does, but just with a little figure as well. But 10 inches is a fairly large figure. So what about that? Is that 10 inches? Maybe about that? Oh, that's poor, but he's
rubbing... I've got my glasses off.
He's rubbing his eyes. 10 inches?
More.
That's pretty big for a vinyl figure. That could look quite nice on my bookshelf.
The bookshelf that already has books on it? Near Bauer. Let's talk about MCM Expo Manchester, because this is a fantastic event I can't wait to go to.
You want to go to Manchester?
Near what?
That's
near Clyde Bank.
On July 21st, which is very, very soon, MCM are doing an event in Manchester. So like how they do the London MCM Expo, they have now brought it over to Manchester. So for any of those who can't travel that far down south, you can travel to Manchester instead. It's got usual guests and stuff like that. They've also got Darksiders 2 there, Tales of Graces F, and Dance Revolution in a special area. No MechWarrior. They've got Warwick Davis, Vic Mignogna. I never know how to say his name, who's like a voice actor. He does lots of anime stuff, but he's still lots of games.
Voice acting.
Kids under 10 go free. Kids under 10 go free if you're with an accompanying adult. And you can buy your tickets now from their website.
£10,000.
That's quite good because they're supporting
up north,
the middle and up.
Yes, Clyde Bank and surrounding area.
Next up, Incredible Adventures of Van Helsing. There's a trailer up. We've got it on our website, so you can give it a watch. Charlotte had a play of this at E3 this year. Mm-hmm. And what it is a game within the Van Helsing kind of fiction, but made by, created...
Made by Jonathan Archer.
Created by a Hungarian company. I believe they're Hungarian. Neocore Games. And it's kind of Diablo-like.
Meh.
If you like that style of gameplay. I like Diablo style gameplay.
Says nobody plays with me.
It's addictive. Yeah, well, I'd play with you if I had the time.
Make time.
It's coming out for Windows and Xbox Live Arcade during the fourth... Well, currently for the fourth quarter of this year. Go on our website if you want to have a look at the gameplay, if Diablo style gameplay appeals to you.
Next up, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure All-Stars Battle news.
There we go. So anyone who played JoJo's Bizarre Adventure on the Dreamcast will be looking forward to this. Of course, that was made by Capcom. JoJo's Bizarre Adventure All-Star Battle is, however, being made by CyberConnect 2.
Okay, the chat room is picking me out on the fact, hey, I always wanted to play Diablo, but you're always meh. It's because I don't want to play it when...
I want to play
Mech Warrior.
The new JoJo is not being made by Capcom. It's being made by CyberConnect 2, who make the Naruto fighting games. They also recently made Azura's Wrath. This is an exclusive game for the PS3, and it's being published by Namco Bandai. There's a trailer that you can watch. It's pretty darn crazy, but then JoJo stuff is... Apparently there's a current TV show being... Well, a current anime being aired, which is probably why they're making... a new game, or at least someone told me that there's a new anime series out at the moment. And then finally, some Walking Dead news. So Telltale have expressed their apologies for the lateness of episode 2 of The Walking Dead.
If it takes time to get it out, takes time.
I know, but lots of people are bitchy.
People moaning about, you need to shut
the thing is, up. It's a good episode, so you can wait for it. So they've said the third episode, which is Long Road Ahead, is going to be out in the middle of August. Because, of course, the PS3 version only came out last week, I think it was. So they're like, we're really, really sorry. You can look forward to episode 3 in about a month and a half. Hopefully it will come out for then, and the dates will, for the different platforms, be quite close to each other. Because I know a lot of PSN people were a bit disappointed that they couldn't play it when everyone else was.
Yeah, that's true with Dawn Guard at the moment. People are like, I want to play no longer.
As well as that... What I think's kind of horrible, I suppose it depends on what company they get to do it. But Activision have the rights to make... Oh, it's being developed by Terminal Reality. Okay, that's a bit weird. Activision have the rights to make the next Walking Dead game.
Call of Duty.
Which I guess Walking is Dead. From next year. So they're going to make a first-person shooter Walking Dead game. It's been developed by Terminal Reality. They made Nocturne. I quite enjoyed Nocturne on PC. And it will focus on Daryl and Merle Dixon. As they try and survive in Atlanta.
Wasn't there a strange robot kid called Daryl who flew a SR-71 Blackbird?
What?
It was a crappy film from like 50 years ago.
What, Flight of the Navigator?
No, Flight of the Navigator is different. That's class.
Okay.
This is some weird film with a kid in it called Daryl, who it stood for something. He was a weird kid.
Okay, well, you said weird kid, so I was thinking you were talking about Flight of the Navigator. I quite enjoyed watching
Flight
that.
Flight of the Navigator? That kid is not weird. That kid is legend.
Is he?
He's a flipping legend, that kid. He should be given like a Nobel Prize in legendary...
Did it have a really sad ending? Do I remember having a sad ending? Because the kid had to leave the ship, was it? The kid leave the ship? I can't even remember. I haven't seen it in years. We should have that on our next to watch list. But no.
Well, you can put it on there if you want, but as far as I know, the ending was it all went back to normal and he was back in his own time.
Okay. Yeah, but I'm sure he was sad to leave the ship.
What, and leave that stupid robot thing?
It's
not even a proper robot. It was just a spinny
stick. Are making the Walking Dead game, which is a mix of stealth and shooting. So yeah, I find that a bit... I don't know. I suppose at least then we'll have the adventure game side of things and more action-y side of things. Because a lot of people that didn't want an adventure game out of The Walking Dead kind of were annoyed, and they wanted like a first-person or third-person game.
If you want
a
first-person shooter, Left 4 Dead. Well, if you want a third-person shooter, Dead Rising.
Well, people are going to DayZ.
If you want another crappy zombie game, Call of Duty.
Yeah.
In it.
But yeah, so that's kind of the news for this week. It's quite light because, of course, it's the summer.
Right, then why are we 25 minutes into the show, man?
Only 25 minutes in and we've finished the news. That's pretty quick if you ask me. But yeah, so there's a lack of news and everything at the moment because it's the summer. You wouldn't think it because it's raining all the time.
It's not raining.
Looks like it might want to.
It might want? It's not raining.
It's been raining a lot recently. It was horrible yesterday. Most of yesterday it was raining.
I went for a really nice ride yesterday.
You were asleep when it was raining.
Well, that's because it's called the morning. Yes, I sleep in the morning. Funny that. And get up in the afternoon like you're supposed to.
Supposed to.
Hey, I was up at 11 o'clock. Stop moaning.
I'm sorry.
So you should be.
It's time for Name That Game.
Oh, we've got a question from a chat room. We have to suddenly chuck in here. Has Dawnguard got a release date yet for PC? Question mark. Yeah, when it comes out. Fool. What, is it end of July?
Is it?
Yeah, I thought Xbox had exclusivity for a month.
Ahem. Usually it's 3 weeks, isn't it?
Whatever, 3 weeks, month, same thing, isn't it?
I guess.
Right, anyway, last week, actually no, let's give him the damn answer first since he's interrupting the show. Damn chat room. It's trouble from the live chat room. People are like, hey, question, and then they interrupt the show and then Catherine has to do research even though she's looking at Outlook. What's Outlook got to do with it? Oh, well, let's make Catherine spin around a bit.
Don't make me spin around. Oh, am I actually supposed to be finding out an answer?
That's what I thought you were doing. That's why I delayed the thing.
Bugs are deferring the PS3/PC release date.
Bugs. So it might be later than the exclusive stuff.
Well, there's rumours apparently.
Who cares? Just play the game.
Yeah, it was a 30-day exclusivity.
Thank you.
However, there's ideas that it might not come out until September 13th. For PS3 and PC.
Well, we know the PS3 version is going to be glitchy, so lucky to get damn executable and even run on the PS3.
Well, yeah, didn't the save games go over budget when you've saved them? On PS3. There's an issue with save games.
See, this is why you should not buy a PS3.
Hey, I have a PS3.
Bad architecture.
My PS3's alright.
Anyway, let's get them to name a game. Chat room can shut up for a bit. Shut up. Windsor.
Shut up.
Anyway, last week everyone would have heard this.
Is that the crowd going wild?
That's the shock. Impacting the ground and then the crowd going wild.
Yeah, crowd going wild.
Which they did no matter how crap the throw was, if I recall. Anyway, the answer to that was Olympic gold, Barcelona 1992. I was very tempted to not give anyone...
What, because they didn't get the full
title? The GZ, because they didn't get the title right. Some people said Olympic gold, some people said Barcelona 1992. But in the end, I'm going to give the GZs to Charlotte Catherine and, of course, to Hom.
Tom.
A.K.A. Replacement Paul 639. Oh. Even though he doesn't seem to be watching this week.
How rude.
Well, that's trouble when you have yellow hair. This week we've got something a little bit more tricky because last week with the clues I chucked in there it was too easy for a lot of you people.
Well, I knew because you'd been talking about it lots.
This week...
You played the
Olympic game. I'm not going to give any clues at all.
What? You're going to give no clues?
No clues.
Sounds familiar.
It should sound familiar. I'm sure everyone has played it.
Everyone?
Well, any gamer who's a proper gamer, yes.
Any clues?
It's an old game and it's still on sale today.
That must mean it's a PC game.
Okay, guesses, people. I need your guesses. No, it's not Lemmings. Whoever said Lemmings? Beck said Mario was gay and blah, blah, blah. Come on, let's have a clue. Well, let's not have a clue, let's have a guess. Come on. Come on, Catherine.
Oh, it sounds familiar.
It sounds familiar. Okay, another clue. It's from a mode that is very brief, relatively speaking, compared to the main game, which you start afterwards.
What?
And it's the clue.
It's from a mode that you play, but you start the main game after the mode.
After this particular mode, yes. Right, that's it. No one guesses? I told you this week would be hard.
I've said it sounds familiar, but I don't know, I can't think of what it is.
Good clue, but no idea. See, it's a good clue. The chat room agrees. Good clue. Anyway, you will find out the answer next week. If anyone listening or watching thinks they know what it is, in the meantime, feedback at gamercast.net or leave a message on our website, www.gamercast.net. / whatever episode this show is, 301, whatever. Leave a comment on that, and ta-da.
302. 302. Yep, says 302.
Oh, yeah, 302 even. Not that it really matters, because...
It's because you said it in Roman numerals, so you've already forgotten what episode number it was. I was alright.
Speaking of Roman numerals, my little bird told me that people in Northern Ireland don't learn Roman numerals.
Little
why
bird
is this
on a YouTube comment?
Why is this? Maybe they did, and maybe they just forgot.
Maybe they just choose not to.
Choose not to? Please, miss, I don't want to learn about this today. Okay, go into the playground and play football.
Well,
okay.
It's like how in some primary schools you learn French.
Je suis.
Paul.
Me. J'habite Horsham.
Well, we didn't learn French in primary school.
Well, it depends. If they've got a teacher who speaks French, bingo. Because when they're hiring for a job, looking for a teacher, any speciality will do. Oh, you do French. Okay, we learn French now. New releases this week. Very few releases this week, thankfully. First up, we have an annoying Sims 3 expansion pack. What are you looking at there?
He's moving around.
What?
Him.
It's not he, it's a girl.
Is it?
Don't you learn about insects in school? Do you want to do this, or shall I just do it? So there's a Sims 3 expansion pack coming out. We don't like the Sims 3, so we're not going to talk about it.
It's called Diesel Stuff, as in the clothing brand.
As in Van Diesel.
The clothing brand Diesel, I believe.
Van Diesel.
But you can get Diesel apparel, accessories and furniture. And get ready for successful living. Obviously, you're not successful if you don't own Diesel branded merchandise.
Why would I want slippery stuff that makes my bike fall over?
And the next up, we've got Inversion. So I mentioned this before when it was supposed to be coming out before, but I guess it slipped or it didn't actually come out.
That is a surprise.
And it's Inversion, which is a third-person co-op shooter that combines action and gravity manipulation. It's been shown for ages. They had it at E3 back in 2011, if I remember
E3.
Right. E3. Being released by Namco
Electronic
Bandai. It's got multiplayer as well.
Entertainment Expo.
I'm
just full of facts today.
This is kind of the biggest release, I suppose, coming out on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. And then we've also got Kinect Adidas Me Coach. Or My Coach.
Is Adidas supposed to be a lowercase a?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is Me Coach supposed to be spelled like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
They suck.
Okay. So yeah, this is a Adidas branded game.
Is this the stupid thing they showed in a Microsoft keynote?
No, that was Nike.
Nike.
So obviously,
Nike.
Adidas had been making this for some time before they knew Nike or Nike or whatever they're called were doing their one. However, Nike is a bigger brand with their training stuff that they do. Like, loads of people I'm friends with on Facebook are always posting up their running stuff through Nike or whatever. So yeah, Adidas,
Garmin, hello.
Adidas, MiCoach, however you say it, is coming out Xbox 360 with Kinect,
Endomondo,
or
hello.
PlayStation 3 with Move, has over 400 exercises, there's 18 sports-specific trainings with your sporting heroes on the disc, so 18 in total, and there's DLC already.
Ooh, DLC on the disc.
Full body optical tracking, stats, DLC support, masterclasses, training games, supports dumbbells and stability ball, blah, 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 blah. It's an eczema size game with the Adidas brand.
Does it have Jonathan Archer in it?
Why would it have Jonathan Archer in it?
I don't know, to make it cool and snazzy.
No.
Sucks.
Yeah, so that's all that's coming out this week. It's the summer. I mean, it's not August yet. It's only the start of July, but there's not much coming out.
What? It's Sims 3 add-on? Well, we say add-on loosely. It's just a stuff pack. Anyway, we've actually got some previews and stuff, so let's rock on with that.
Previews and or reviews.
Wow, I hardly...
First up, we've got MechWarrior Online. And the question is, do I buy the Legendary Founders Pack for $120? This is a question I've put to the GamerCast audience numerous times now, but no one has actually told me just to shut up and buy it yet. So I'm waiting for that to happen, so I know I have to spend the monies on it. Come on, chat room.
I've told you just to buy it if you want to bloody get it.
But 80 quid for a free-to-play game, that's stupid.
Yeah, well, I've spent 80 quid on games. They're just not free-to-play.
Yeah, but for all I know, this game's going to be crap.
Yeah.
Windsor says, don't... Shut up, Windsor.
There you go, you've had two people say already, no.
Windsor,
see,
you can...
So maybe you shouldn't.
Windsor, you can shut up because you have to buy it. Because you need to start playing it in August. So you can buy the cheap one, I don't care, but you need to get one of the Founders Packs, at least, so you can start playing in August. The question is, do I want to buy the expensive one?
Can you upgrade your pack? Can you just do...
No, it's like a limited one-time before release chance to get these things. I want my four Legendary Founder mech dudes.
Bloody buy it.
£80?
It sounds like you want to buy it.
What I'd do if it was £60?
They should give you a flipping joystick for free or something.
I've got a joystick. My Sidewinder, whatever it is good. Next up, treat yourself. I could do with all the extra money
Except
I had in
Paul's
my account.
Paul's, of course, going to treat himself with what? A... What are they? A surf.
Well, I have to buy two Surface tablets later this year or early next year.
And you want to upgrade your PC?
This computer needs upgrading with about 1,000 quid worth of stuff, including the monitors I want to get for it.
Oh, yeah, you want new monitors?
It's a lot of money. Then
Considering
I
you pinched my monitor?
Then I want to buy my motorbike.
Yeah, there you go. And you probably want to buy another bike.
I don't have any money left. That's the trouble. So we'll put this out there. And if anyone's got any opinions on what I should do, feel free to send me an email. If Piranha want to give me a free Legendary Founders Pack, they can also do that. Since we do give them so much advertising on like the last 10 episodes where I've been talking about their game. For free. Yeah, advertising. Yeah, just give me the monies, or the pack, or the mechs, or the monies, and the gold icon under my thing on the forums, and I'm happy. Anyway, we've got this Rez stuff to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Which Catherine's going to do, because I don't know anything about it.
Well, yeah, because you didn't pop down. You could have.
What, and get up Saturday? No, thanks.
Yeah, that's true. So, yeah, Rez happened in Brighton on Friday and Saturday, as I mentioned earlier on the show. It was PC and indie gaming show. So they had big games on show, like Borderlands 2, Far Cry 3, and Aliens Clone and Marines. And then they had lots of indie games on show, like... Hotline Miami,
MechWarrior Online,
Trash TV,
MechWarrior Online.
No. And then just new games from new studios. So like Strike Suit Zero, Prison Architect from Introversion, and them explaining why Subversion got cancelled. They started Subversion in 2002.
Yeah, I started MechWarrior Online when they
announced MechWarrior 5. No wonder they cancelled it. It was really nice though, because in the developer session with the two Introversion guys, they kind of got to they showed everyone Subversion and like the reasons why they ended up canning it.
Yeah, it looks 10 years old.
Oh no, it actually looked pretty nice. But I'll mention that more when I talk about Prison Architect. So I played a little indie game called Trash TV. I haven't got the guy's name right now though.
Is this like Trash TV I played before?
Do you mean Smash TV?
Yeah, probably that even.
You mean Smash TV. No, that's like The Running Man that was on last night. And I fell asleep.
The Running Man.
Terrible film. Trash TV. It's an Arnie film. They're all the same.
Yeah, terrible.
You like Predator?
Yeah, but that's the Predator's cool because of Predators in it, not because that douche is in it.
Okay, so the little game I played was called Trash TV.
If Apollo was in it by himself, it'd be fine.
Has been made by a guy called Laurie Russell. He's done the art, the programming, and pretty much, well, everything with the game. And it's this cute puzzle platformer where you play a little TV.
I play a TV.
TV. You come across enemies. Well, the only enemy we saw on the level was a vending machine.
Have I had my TV license paid for?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I don't want to use a tuner in my TV if I haven't paid the TV license, do I? It's naughty.
Yes.
Has the designer taken this into account? It's a TV. If you said monitor, you'd get away with
it. So, firstly, Trash TV has like a kind of... Well, it's not a vignette, but the way the game is displayed is it's like it's on an old TV. So you've got a border of a TV, and then the little dude's a TV as well. But it reminded me of things like Limbo, and what's another big puzzly style game?
Minecraft!
Not Braid, but it was quite nice. The puzzles were really intuitive. I watched one person try and solve the puzzles and have no absolute clue
Minecraft on
although I did have trouble on one of the levels, which I will say they should potentially fix, which was that you had to shoot a box, and you couldn't tell that you had to shoot the box because you hadn't shot boxes before. So they just need to let it, like, kind of explain it to the player.
No!
Really. But it was nice. There was no text at all in the game. It was all based on, like, playing around with things and figuring stuff out. So it was a really lovely little game. So I was glad I got to play that and the whole demo of it.
No, we don't want a thing explaining how to play the game. Or ruin a game.
I mean, like, that was one of the indie games I played. I've played a few others.
Spy has an instruction manual. This thick.
I can't remember how you spell it. Can I search what's in the left field?
I know, I'll just cover for you.
Left field.
So MechWarrior, yeah? Wow, man. I know, let's show a picture of the MechWarrior stuff I want.
So, I mean, I also played... what's the name of it? Oh, there we go. Chris Phil? I don't even know how you say it. How do you say that?
Chris Phil.
Rochelle just read it. Chris Phil, which was like 3D Snake, which was really quite enjoyable. At first you had to get used to it because of like the kind of inverse controls that Snake has when you're turning and stuff. Why are you showing that?
I'm showing all the things I need to buy.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting them queued up, really.
So it was 3D Snake, which took place outside on a cube, so along the edges and around a cube, and on the inside of a cube. The music on the outside of the cube was amazing. Sadly, the sound effects of the whole game felt a little out of place, but otherwise it was a really, really great game, and it was totally addictive as well, that you could just keep playing and playing and playing. But I thought I should stop playing so someone else could play. But yeah, so I got to play that, and a few other things. And then there was Prison Architect. So in Introversion we're showing this off and explaining exactly why they dropped Subversion and started making Prison Architect instead. The developer session was really quite cool. They showed us Subversion and exactly why they decided they couldn't do anything about it. There was no game... Well, it wasn't... Well, he kept claiming there was no gameplay to it, or it just wasn't fun. But it was the fact that it was... You could hack into all these intricate systems...
In a mech!
Which all were properly working. Or you could shoot a guy in the head, and then that would, you know, get rid of that problem, and you could quickly just go through this keypad as opposed to like shutting down security cameras and rewiring stuff, which was really, really cool. But they just didn't see it. I mean, it started development in 2002, and they stopped working on it in 2008 or 2009, maybe. I think it was 2008. It might have been more recent. And then they dropped it and made Prison Architect, mainly because of one of the levels of Subversion, which was in a prison, and then also because I can't remember the name of the guy. Like the main the introversion guy who does the games introversion. He went on holiday with his wife to California. Is that
California? Because the place where Arnold Schwarzenegger lives.
They went to San Francisco and
the place where Star Trek IV happened.
And went to Alcatraz,
where Jonathan Archer lives.
And yeah, okay, that's his name, Chris DeLay, who's like the main guy behind it all. And yeah, it kind of just inspired him seeing it and how it all works. And so from that, they made Prison Architect, which is like, if you love Theme Hospital, you get to design a prison. So you create your own prison and then you manage it.
It's oh my god, simulator. Where can I download this game?
Why? It's not out yet. Sorry, Paul.
Can you remind me when it comes out?
And they've taken their intricate AI that they made
AI
with Subversion, and they've put it within Prison Architect. So
what does that do? What does it do? Is there prison riots and things? Or
yeah, you get riots. There was one guy next to us playing it.
Can we just lock the doors and leave him in there rioting?
The prison had set on fire. I'm not sure how, but the fire had really spread, and it spread across the whole prison. But yeah, so it's got the kind of the micromanagement, the theme, well, you could say theme park and theme hospital have, where, you know, people have little smiley faces or sad faces, but more intricate, like The Sims, where they have specific things they want, and they have, like, a hierarchy of things they have to do, like go to the toilet, eat food, all this other stuff. You can have fights break out. We saw a fight break out in the shower rooms, and then people had to go sort it out, like guards and stuff. And then we also saw a fight break out in the morgue because they were taking some guys back and then some other people kicked off. But each like individual person within the prison has their own things that they do. So the guards do certain things like patrol, but they also
guards patrol. I just thought they were lazy and just standing all day.
Guards patrol. But then like the people, like the guards, not guards, the prisoners will miss their families and then think about them lots and then decide to go to the telephone box to call their families and say hi. And yeah,
can you have like a mental institute like Terminator 2?
There isn't one. There wasn't one. I didn't believe there was one.
They can you might can it. You name your prison inmates and your people?
No, you can't. They seem to be randomly named,
so I can't have Sarah Connor in there and beat her up.
They were all men.
No, I want to manage a female prison.
They were all men.
There's no option for a lady prison?
I don't think so.
You should get onto them about that. It's racist and sexist.
Well, no, there had been a lot of controversy over the game, to be fair, because they don't, because of course America's quite different when it comes to like,
yeah,
prison stuff.
Yeah, because 20% of their population is in prison.
No, it's 10%.
Oh, sorry, 10% of their population.
I think that's what they said. They said in the developer session how much a percentage of America is in prison.
Well, yeah, more people are locked up in America than were killed under the purges under Mao Zedong or Joseph Stalin. Or in gulags.
Oh, 1 in 10. Oh, okay, so it was 10%. 1 in 10.
1 in 10 is 10%.
Ah, true, I guess.
True, I guess.
Whatever.
That's because America's the biggest crap hole in the world.
But yeah, because they'd had a lot of controversy over it as well, because they said all their guards were white. But actually,
all the guards are white. All the prisoners were, but are black.
They weren't.
Where's this going?
But they were fixing that. However, in the build they were playing, they did have like mixed race guards, but then they also had mixed race prisoners. But it was weird because you got like really big prisoners and then really really tiny thin prisoners. They were really quite cute. It was cute because they were like totally simplistic characters. But they had like a lot of character in them, and there's like a story to it all, and there's also a sandbox mode, so you can just create prisons. But as well as that, it has SimCity aspects to it, so you have to manage the.
There you go. There's the actual.
I think you have to manage. I don't know if you have to manage water. We didn't look at that, but you have to manage electricity to make sure the whole prison's got electricity lines. So you have a power generator, and with that, you have to have what's the word? Does it begin with a T or a C? Off a power generator, there's things. I can't think of what the things are.
Not many women in prison in America.
No? Oh, yeah. Transistors? Maybe would you have that off a power generator to...
You would have transistors involved somewhere, yes.
Yeah, and then you have to make power lines that go off and then...
No, you mean a transformer if it's coming from a power plant?
I don't know if it was I don't know. Either way, so you do that with power. I think there was water and pipes and stuff like that. It was just really, really cool. But it was nice because it did have a story element to it as well, with little kind of in-game cutscenes and the main portion of the game as well.
Right, so just to correct some figures out here, which has been totally insane... Like 10% would be like 30 million people.
Yeah.
It's actually just under 1%.
Okay.
Just to correct that, in comparison, the UK is like 0.2%.
Okay.
So it's like four times higher.
That was in 2009, that said, wasn't
it? Well, it's not going to change radically in 2 years, is it? They're not going to suddenly put another 28 million people in prison.
3 years. Maybe they said 1 in 100. Capacitors, is that right? Should I say capacitors?
It could be capacitors.
But yeah, so Prison Architects is looking awesome. I don't believe they have a release date yet. But you can watch I think there's a trailer and there's previews on Rock, Paper, Shotgun.
Now this game's sexist and racist.
What's really cute though is when you build stuff, the workers have to all put it down and build it. So it's not all created, like, instantly.
Like SimCity.
Yeah, so you have the little people. They unload the bits that they need off the trucks. So they'll unload beds and toilets and pieces of brick and stuff like that. And then they'll take those and then they'll put them down. Because they said it was a mix between Bullfrog's management games and Dwarf Fortress.
Dwarf Fortress? Is that a Dwarf game from last week?
No, that was Game of Dwarves.
Oh. What's Dwarf Fortress?
Dwarf Fortress has used Game of Dwarves also used Dwarf Fortress as a big what's the word?
Thing.
Inspiration. Dwarf Fortress is a game where apparently it's just a game of elements, but it takes a long time to learn, and it's mainly the people who play it that design it. Well, I love how the word cute is used in a prison sim. No, it's a really cute game. So they brought the artist on board, the art for Space Chem, or Chem, however you say it. But they have a really nice little style to them. They're really cartoony. It's not really an introversion game, because, I mean, Paul, you played introversion games, haven't you? Or at least DEFCON.
DEFCON? DEFCON is one of the okayest games I've played.
Okayest games.
Let's actually tell you how good it is.
But I mean, they made Uplink, Darwinia,
Multiwinia. Okay, so let's compare some games. DEFCON I've played for 9 hours,
only
according to Steam.
Really, only 9 hours.
Only 9 hours.
You used to play that all the time.
I might have not had the Steam version initially.
I was gonna say.
Versus Shogun 2, 149 hours.
Okay.
And Supreme Commander 2, 0.
So yeah, Prison Architects, really cool. You should check it out. Go on their website. You can check out the trailer. And hopefully it will have some release date at some point soon.
Apparently I played 47 hours of Skyrim.
Yeah.
That's a lot, considering I haven't played it. Hey, there's that Harry Potter guy.
What? Boom, headshot.
I'm Harry Potter. So I just had to throw that out there because he doesn't seem to be watching, or if he is watching, he's not in the chat room.
So yeah, that was cool. And then I also got to play, well, I've got a fair amount of time on Strike Suit Zero, which is an upcoming space game, space combat game from Born Ready Studios, is that right? So originally it was being made by Double Six, and then something happened with that, and Kushu kind of split off, and then Strike Suit Zero then came... off of that, and yeah, they've said that they love like Free Space and Freelancer, and they wanted to make something that reflects those games but for current kind of generations of consoles and games and stuff, which does mean, well, which does reflect why it's called Strike Suit Zero. So you get a rage bar in the game, and when it's full enough or whatever, you can turn into a mech. So that aspect of it was a little iffy. However, the space combat was quite nice. It was the first time I'd properly played a game on PC with a joystick. It was...
We need to get you playing Microsoft
massively
Flight.
Sensitive. I mean, what was it? Trigger, there was select targets on the buttons on the front. I played on a Logitech joystick. There was a super boost. There was using super the little flicky switch for...
Does it have a normal boost?
Yeah, on the... Do you have one? Yeah, on that, on the silver bit, yeah. So you could go that back to break and go on to boost. Super boost was good for getting away from an enemy, so you could turn around and then get a better shot. The targeting was not automatic. Well, the shots weren't automatic, so you would target someone, but you then have to, you know, be getting your aiming right. And you had to pretty much protect a carrier in the mission.
It
started off with just small enemies, and then it came with larger ships, which had like... beam laser weapons on the front, or front mounted on their, what's the front of a ship called?
The bow.
And then there were like smaller turret style gun bits on the wings of the bigger ships, and you just had to destroy those before they killed your carrier, which I managed to do, which was cool. So I wasn't that bad at it.
So it sounds like Free Space.
It was fun. I enjoyed it. However, that was only a very small portion of the game, so we didn't really get to see kind of how the main game played out, as it was just a demo. But I believe it's supposed to be coming out 2013, if I'm not incorrect. Originally, it was coming out 2012, but that was when it was Double Six Kuju kind of game, whereas now it's Born Ready.
All right, well, that sounds fun.
Which I will just double-check on the guys making it, Strike Suit Zero. It was really nice. It looked really good as well. Which is, of course, a nice thing. Strike Suit Zero. Oh, no, that was the poopy website that didn't tell
the
me.
The poopy website. I'll just repeat that for everyone in here. The poopy website.
Born Ready Studios.
Born Ready.
We're born ready to win. So, yeah, I thought it was really fun.
Ready to
lose. I mean, I played other things as well, as I've said, at Rezzed, but, like, those were three things I thought I'd mention.
Alright, that sounds fantastic.
So yeah, they said they're planning on doing another Rez next year, so hopefully that'll happen. Hopefully it'll be down in Brighton again, because it was nice and personal and small and compact.
Yeah, Brighton.
Because it
corner.
Wasn't in London.
Londinium.
Which is always overcrowded when you have an event there, because everyone's like, hey, I'll pop along to this. And then you have to wait for like an hour to play a game. Whereas at Rez, like, unless you wanted to play Colonial Marines... or Borderlands 2, or DayZ, or Hotline Miami, when everyone realised it was really good. Every other game, you just had to wait a few minutes until someone finished playing it, and you could just jump straight on.
But no MechWarrior Online.
It was nice, though, because it was a small event. There weren't too many games. There was a large focus on indie games, which was nice. They had a sweet store from Cyber Candy, who...
Cyber Candy, yeah, makes it so much better.
They sell American sweets.
So does Mr. Sims.
I know. That was nice as well, to have an added thing so you could buy American sweeties. However, there is a Cyber Candy store in Brighton, which is why they were there, and their Twinkies were 50p cheaper in their store.
Well, they have to make some money.
Well, yeah, they marked up their prices a bit.
Although, hit all the geeky gamers who have too much money to spend.
But yeah, there was loads of cool games on the show. Natural Selection 2, Charlotte really enjoyed playing that. Took a picture of her playing it, put it on our Facebook page. Yeah, it was nice. And there's arcades in Brighton as well, so you can always do that while also going to...
Let's all go to Brighton.
Video game stores.
Oh my god. World of Tanks has tanks in it. Alright, tanks are cool, but... Isn't a mech totally badass?
You know, people who are listening to the podcast are like, why is Paul just suddenly talking about tanks?
Well, they know the I talk about a chat room. Same principle though. Yeah, but a mech, yeah, you can configure in loads of different ways, and there's loads of different types of mech. A tank, at the end of the day, is a box on tracks
well, a mech with was a gun. From a long-running franchise.
Nemoir, don't make it sound rubbish. MechWarrior, brand new franchise.
No, it's not.
It's not MechWarrior like 5. No, 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 no. MechWarrior Online. This
3? 5.
3?
MechWarrior 3 was good.
7.
Is it 3? I like 3.
7, 8. This will be the 8th main mech game. The 8th. But don't make it sound bad.
You almost got me in the face.
Nemoir.
Stop it.
And it's not including all the expansion packs, which are totally different than the main game they were based on. Yeah, it's the same principle, but at the end of the day, yeah, configuring a mech is fun, isn't it? You know, how many heat sinks am I going to put on it so the lasers don't make it overheat? Oh no, I can't have that many lasers on it because my mech shuts down as soon as I fire and it overheats. Oh look, I put way too much ammunition in it for my ballistic or missile weapons. Now they exploded inside me and they blew me up. You know, a tank, it's not as fun, is it? You know, there's no jump jets on tanks. There's no missile. Well, there are missiles, but there's no cool missiles. And there's no cool lasers. Or, like, massive Gauss rifles and PPCs and ER-PPCs and clan weapons. And what about Duncan Fisher? All right, he won't be born for another 20 years in MechWarrior Online time, but he's a legend. This is Duncan Fisher, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Right, anyway, we're going to close this episode up. But we will remain for a short while for people watching live because we think that is entertaining to some extent.
Catch you next week.
Next week.